بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومولاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Thank you everybody for coming out for this tutorial. Inshallah, here is what we have planned for today. Inshallah, we will firstly review, or I'll point you to a few things on the student portal, some resources that are newly posted. Then I am going to complete the review, or we'll do a review of the word patterns. This is something that I think we've done a lot in the, you know, in this course already, but I want to do a little bit of it every tutorial so that we don't forget about it completely. Then we're going to do a review of the properties of the ism, the things that we have been studying in the class this past week. We'll do Quran study, Surah Fatiha, and then whatever time we have left, we are going to spend some time doing completing this table, inshallah. So we have quite a few things up, you know, in our schedule. I hope you're up for it. I am going to post a announcement or a reminder on the WhatsApp group that the people who are attending the lectures and tutorial, like, the number is slowly dwindling. I know it, you know, life happens and stuff is tough, but really, folks, it's you know, if it's because a person is not able to attend, but then they watch the recording, that's totally fine. But if it's kind of given up already, that is a problematic situation that I would like to remind people about, that not to give up, and ways and tactics to kind of make up, inshallah. But let's start firstly, I'll post that note later, inshallah. Let's start firstly at the portal here. You have a couple of new things here. You have the answer keys to the tutorials. Okay, so this is the made by the TAs. MashaAllah, may Allah reward them. Sister Solange and Sister Asfia, Sister Reshma, and all the others, MashaAllah, who are devoting their time volunteering for this. May Allah reward them immensely for what they have done. So they have posted the, what's it called, the answer key. As you can see here, you know, the answer key is posted. It's very good, very thorough, inshallah. You can also find this, this file here called the Important Vocabulary Family 1. Now, this important vocabulary is the words you studied from Surah Fatiha. It's root letters and family one. It's root letters and family one members after that. So it's a very nice sheet. And some of it doesn't have a Surah Fatiha reference, but these are words that we've studied in class. And there are about 10 families here, 10 family one, you know, instances here. This is, you know, Fataha, Yaftahu, Hamida, Yahmadu, Alima, Ya'lamu, Rahima, Yarhamu, Malaka, Yamliku, etc., etc. Okay? All of these are... when you add them up, 10 times 6 is 60. But in reality, it's way more than 60, because as we'll see, the when the pattern changes at the end of R3, that's when the meaning, or that's when the word can change, its properties can change. So in fact, in reality, you are learning not just 60, but you're learning close to, you know, two or three times those words as they appear in the Quran. And also you're learning words that when you see another word of the same root, you're able to kind of connect the two together. So this is a very good comprehensive handout. My recommendation is that you spend some time memorizing it, these words, their meanings. I will discuss with the TAs and I'll ask you all later as well whether we should have a vocab test, like an online short quiz, just to help retention of vocabulary. But that is maybe something during the break that we'll do, inshallah. So this is also a good resource for you to check out, inshallah. Oh, but post a tutorial handout earlier. Oh, yes. Sorry, Sokotha. Today I was a little late in doing it. But yes, I will try my best to post it earlier. I was just a little caught up in a few things. But yes, I will do it going forward, inshallah. There's also last thing here is the previously assigned homework. This you can click here. If you don't, if you are catching up on your stuff, by watching recordings, and you know, over here I write down the latest homework. Well, then you can click on the previous homework and see what was it that we assigned previously. And this is a good way for you to kind of like reattempt what was gone. Okay, so this is some of the things that are here. I think the tutorial one answer this. Answer key is not complete. I'll ask the tutorials to fix. I ask the tutors to fix it up, inshallah. Everything else is here, and these are all resources we're adding. So hopefully, we're able to do this course and complete it. What do you think, people, about a small vocabulary test? No, not today, not today. We have a couple of couple of yes. Some yes, please. I'm thinking there's a couple of ways of doing it. One way is just a Microsoft Word document and you fill it out and you email it back. Okay. Option one. Option two is there is an offline or not a live version of the Kahoot. Okay, so that's called a challenge. You know, maybe some of you, and I send an email sometimes, I include a link for a challenge. That is like you can play it at your own time without, you know, there's no like live component to it. It will read you the question, or the question will be there and you can pick your answer. It's basically like a multiple choice quiz that you are taking online. Okay, that is another option. Which one is better, folks? Multiple choice sounds good. Second one, okay, cool. Alhamdulillah. I used to do a third choice, which was a Google, you know, Google Forms. Right, how you can fill out a Google form. So Google Forms actually has a way to do grading for multiple choice as well. But to be honest with you, it's quite a clumsy interface. Like you can't really read properly if Arabic is written because the font is small. Kahoot is a lot more, I think, smooth in that regard. It's a lot smoother in that regard. So I think... then we might stick to the Kahoot, inshallah. Okay, I think this is good. I'm going to ask some help from the TAs to make a challenge for you because we have our, you know, a break coming up soon. In fact, next week, I will be gone for Umrah. Next week, we'll have class on Monday as scheduled. And then we'll have our class on Thursday, the group Shams class, okay? The morning class, because in the evening I'm flying out inshallah for Umrah, and then we don't have a tutorial that week, and the next week we don't have class. So I think for that week we should have maybe a couple of quizzes. Cahoots, inshallah. I went from 1 to 2. inshallah, we'll do it so that it's good for you. I mean, thank you, Sister Shamila. So I think for that little break, it's beneficial to have the Kahoot there. Okay, sounds good. Everything is that is some of the things I wanted to share with you. Now, on to our tutorial notes. Okay, so I again have this in my book. I have this right now in my file tutorial notes. You can access this file by itself on as tutorial handout. And then when this is completed, I'll post it right here under tutorial notes. All right. We are going to start with these root letters. Don't know why this is doing this today. All right. What is the past tense for the root letters seen, meem, and I? Can we tell? Sister Shamim, Sister Fatima are saying Samia. From the dictionary, we need to look up the dictionary, all right? So I will go to the dictionary and I type. Okay, so what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to leave this here and I'll give you all a minute and then ask someone to help me fill out the table. All right, let's get the clock. Timer, definitely not 5 minutes. Let's do a minute, inshallah. Okay. Here is the dictionary, folks. Okay, people, what is the past tense, present tense, command tense, master, actor, and acted upon? Let's see. Would someone like to maybe read it out, you know? All right, Sister Shamim, go ahead.
Okay, Samia, yes, Ma'u.
Samia,
yes, Ma'u.
Yes, Ma'u.
Isma, I think.
Very nice, Isma.
Sama.
Right, the master is.
Sama or Masma.
Mashallah, there's actually so there's sama'a, sama'a,
oh,
and masma'a. There's four actually. So don't. So we'll pick the first one.
Okay.
All right, that's okay. Alhamdulillah. Sama'a, okay.
And then al-musamma'.
Try again. The actor for Family One, Sister Shamim.
Based on Al Muallim, right?
That would be Family Two. Family One is like
Alim.
Alim. There we go.
Al-Musalim. Al-Musami'.
Close. It's As-Sami', right?
Oh, As-Sami'. Okay.
Right. Alim and then Ma'lum. So how would we do acted upon?
Al-Mas'mu'.
Al-Mas'mu'. Awesome. MashaAllah. Zakallah khair. That was really awesome, Sister Shamim. Brother, reward you for typing, then for reading this out, participating out loud. That's awesome, mashallah. If I can ask somebody if they want to do number two, please, if somebody else. If not, Sister Shamim, can continue.
Okay, I'll continue.
Okay.
Okay. So, family two now.
Uh-huh.
I can't do my ayins properly, sorry.
That's all right. So you're doing a great job with them. Samma'a, all right.
Yusammi'u. Samme'a.
Correct, absolutely. Samme'a. All right.
At-tasme'a.
Very good. This. Very good.
Al-Musammi'.
And
Al-Musammi'u and Al-Musammi'u?
We don't have anything on R3, right? Correct. Perfect. Thank you. That's awesome.
Jazakallah for letting me have a go.
I'm sorry?
Jazakallah for letting me have a go.
Oh, mashallah, barakallah. You've done awesome, mashallah.
I want to hear other people as well, so I don't feel I'm alone.
Okay, awesome. Let's see who else is there. Somebody else?
Michelle.
Just a gel. Okay. You've been voluntold. So if you want, I...
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I'll go ahead. Yes.
Okay. It'll be Asma...
Perfect. Asma. Very good. You can see my screen, right, as I'm typing?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yusmi.
All right.
Yusmi.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Asmi.
That's awesome. All right.
Okay. Then it's El Ismi.
Yeah, El Is Ma. Very nice. Then
El Mus. El Mus. Mi. And then El Mus. Ma.
Awesome, mashallah. Thank you very much, Sister Shamim, Sister Michelle. You guys are awesome. Thank you very much for participating in that. It requires a lot of courage to put yourself out there to do this. People are listening to you. You don't see them. It's always difficult to do something that's not normal, but mashallah, this is awesome. May Allah give you both and everybody else more strength and increase your learning and allow everybody to benefit and understand the Quran. Amin ya Rabbal Alameen. So that's great. This is, again, when we're doing this activity, if you are having trouble with it, the way to go about it is try to open your notes or try to open the course notes where we have the patterns, right? Or the book where we have the patterns, and try to see the pattern and create the pattern. Eventually, I hope you memorize the pattern. But if you haven't, this is your best course of action, inshallah. Okay? Yeah, does that make sense, people? Again, this is just a quick review. I don't want to spend too much time on it, but every tutorial, I like to review a little bit of this, lest we completely forget this. Okay, if you look up the word, this word that we just worked on, right? This word in the dictionary, sami'a means to hear. Tips for memorizing patterns, Sister Zaira, the tips are you have to just practice. Like, just keep doing it over and over again. And do it verbally if you can. Like, in the sense that don't just do it in writing. Try to verbalize them, because the more ways you provide input to your brain, the better. Like, writing it and then reading it is a way of input. Verbalizing it is a way of input because your ears are hearing it. So that will help, inshallah. All right, so that is sami'a. Then you have family two, sama'a. You see sama'a, it's to make or someone, let someone hear, right? Correct? And then you have asma'a, yusmi'u, to make or let hear, to let know, etc. So family two and family four meanings are quite similar. Now, if you were to look up this word in the Quran, I will open tanzeel.net. It's a good site. And if I was to look up the word, all right. Look at this ayah. Surah Fatir, Surah 35, ayah number 22. Okay. Look at this. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَحْيَاءُ وَلَا الْأَمْوَاتُ. Not equal are the living and the dead. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُسْمِعُ Mayasha, indeed Allah causes to hear whom He wills. This is referring to not just not like the faculty of hearing, but this is, what do you think is it referring to? Hearing what? Unseen, okay. Guidance. Very good. This is referring to إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُسْمِعُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. The Prophet ﷺ is preaching the message. The people can understand the message, but the people act as if they have not even heard it. So Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُسْمِعُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. The one who wants, Allah wants, He makes them hear it, meaning He guides them to that message. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِعٍ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. But you cannot make hear those in the graves. Those in the grave, like people who are passed away, you cannot like make them hear what you have to say. Right? So what this is referring to, this is actually an analogy that Allah is giving, that just like a dead person and a person who's alive are not the same. The person who's alive, you can talk to them and they can hear you, right? Just like without a abstract concept, just the basic idea. people who are alive, you say something, they can hear what you have to say. The one who is dead, if you say something to them, their soul has left their body. And excluding the state in the grave when they're questioned and they can hear the footsteps of the people leaving, that's an authentic hadith. Outside of that, there's nothing like there. They can't hear at all because they're passed away, right? That's the only part where they hear, like the people of the world, and that's it. Then it's done, right? But a person who is dead can't hear. So this is the idea that the one who is alive is the one who has taken the message of Islam and implemented it. And the one who is dead in this analogy is the one who has rejected the message. It's as if they're dead. Okay. Now, it's not like a permanent death or something. It's, you know, how many people who were not Muslims become Muslim? How many Sahaba who fought the Prophet became Muslims? So it's not like a permanent, decree. But the idea is the one who is practicing the faith is like he's alive or she's alive. And the one who rejects it is like the one who's dead. And the Prophet is told, you can't make the dead hear. If they don't want to hear, then you can't make them hear. If they don't want to follow, you can't make them follow. Okay? So that's what the idea of the ayah is. And then the ayah concludes by saying, "In anta illa nadhir," you are only a warner. All right? Now, so this ayah, the reason why I chose this ayah is this word, musmi', right? Now, you notice, bi musmi'in, right? There's a B here. This B is a harf. This B is a harf. Don't worry about this harf just yet. Let's look at this word, musmi'in. Musmi'in. If I was to take this word, this is our word, right? This is the one that we just did right now. Al-musmi', al-musma'. R3, in our table of patterns, we don't put anything on R3. Okay, but now where does this word musmi'in go in our properties of ism table? What's its status? What's on R3? So R3 is definitely the actor. That's correct. R3 definitely has Tanween here, right? This one, R3 has Tanween for sure. But what Tanween does it have? Is it the one raised, the one pulled down? It's the one pulled down, Majroor for sure, right? Now, is it definite or indefinite? Remember definite? Definite was the meaning of the. And usually definite has what? Usually definite has al. Excellent. Indefinite usually means a. And indefinite usually has tanween. Excellent. So where does this end up going? Musmi'in. All right. So this is indefinite and majroor. Right? This is indefinite and majroor. Oh boy. Man, this is why I don't like Excel words sometimes. Would you see that? It's ridiculous. Allah help me. Hold on 1 second, Vino. Let me make it 12 again. Oh. Alhamdulillah. Oh. I did this for like the other tables. It's ridiculous. Why is it doing it for this table? Oh Allah, this thing has a mind of its own. Sorry. Like this guy's whining too much about Mike's award. Forgive me for that. Okay, musmi'in, right? And it's this is going to be one who makes someone listen. Okay, it's a complicated way of saying it, but let's see if Hansber has a better translation for us. Musma'a, no. Okay. You cannot make hear those in the graves. Let's look for maybe another translation of Quran, Wahiduddin. Let's see, does he have a better way? You cannot make those who are in their graves hear you. Okay? Alright. So maybe we would think the translation we'll go with is one who makes others hear. Okay? Long one, but that's okay. What is the marfu' form of this, people? It will be musmi'un. Musmi'un. You can write the last, like the shkil of R3 if you want to make things quicker. Okay? Sounds good? But please participate, yeah? Tutorial, participate, gotta do it. Yes? All right, what is the mansub form? Musmi'an. Jameel, mashallah, beautiful. So we have musmi'un, musmi'an, musmi'in. This is our marfu', mansub, and majroor. Okay, any questions about this? The tashkeel is changing on R3. If you're confused by why we're doing this, this will make sense shortly. Okay? But we gotta just seeing the tashkeel change. You can see that and you can work with that. Yeah? Okay. That's good. The one who makes others hear. Okay? What would this be? People, what would this be? Al, very good. Excellent, thank you. Al-Musmi'u, right? What happened? We add the Al and we remove the Tanween, right? If you've been to a fundraiser or something, horrible analogy, but like the first person who donates, like the guy who's fundraising, man, that first person is like the lifesaver, you know, because you're like, yes, I am not going to be left high and dry today. So the first person who answers for me, that's kind of like the same. It's like, who's going to answer? Oh, alhamdulillah, somebody answered. And then that gives the courage for others to answer. Alhamdulillah. So if you're the first one, you know, like I was thinking of the hadith of the person who, you know, does something good, like gives money and then inspires others to give money. and others give money. And then the first one who gave it kind of like, because of the inspiration, takes the reward or a copy of the reward of the others as well, because, you know, their action inspired others. So I'm kind of feeling the same way here with the class here. You know, the first person to answer, inspire others to answer. So may Allah give them, more ajr, inshallah. Everybody a lot of ajr, but it'll be more to the one who, you know, gives that motivation. Ameen. The Mansoob version. Al-Musmi'am. The Majroor version. Alhamdulillah. Al-Musmi'i. Can you read it? Al-Musmi'i. You can't read it, no problem. Okay. All right. Now, if I was to try to make this as the two who make others hear, right? I've gone from one to two. Thank you. Would you like to go sleep? Okay. This would then be al-mus-mi. What you do is after R3, or R3 gets a fatha. That's the pattern. Okay, and then you add for the marfu'ani to this. Al-musmi'ani. Okay, I'll refresh your memory for this. Let me open the notes here. Okay, go. Look at this. The observations are Mansub and Majroor are the same. Ani after R3 for Marfu. Aini after R3 for Mansub. Oh, black box is back on screen. Hold on. All right. How's that now? Good. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Do you remember this? We were doing the word mu'min, the believer, mu'minani, two believers, correct? What is it that we observed? We had observed that mansub majroor are the same, mu'minain, and the marfu' is mu'minan, all right? The unit of pronunciation is two, and for aini, it was one. Okay, great. Now go, please. R3 is fixed. It has a fatha just like the feminine, right? The R3 is fixed. It has a fatha. You see that? Mu'minani. And the pattern for us was R3 fatha followed by ani for the rafa. Okay? For the marfu'a, sorry. And R3 fatha followed by aini for the mansub and majroor. So if I was to put this next to each other. All right, now what do I have here? Al-Musmi'ani, and if I was to make the Mansub and Majroor version, it will be Al-Musmi'ani. MashaAllah. Okay, go to the washroom. Okay. All right. Al-Musmi'aini. Very good. All right. Now, if I was to change this from the one or the two who make others hear to two who make others hear, just from definite to indefinite, what do I do? I will just remove the al, right? You see the al is, has a star there. So you can remove the al. You can put a tanween on it. Okay? So this is a simple one. It will become musmi'ani. And if I was to remove this, musmi'aini. Remove the al. So musmi'ani, musmi'aini. Make sense? Any questions, people? No questions? All right. All right. This is what gender? This is what gender? Masculine. All right. Now, I want to make it feminine. Okay? What do I do for feminine people? Ah, very good. Let's quickly recap feminine. Just so that we're not completely left. Two females, right? Two females. You would add tani or taini. Sorry. Before we do two females, you gotta do one female. Sorry, I forgot. The one female, let's go up to right here. Okay? How to make feminine, add ta marbuta at the end, and also importantly, artigatsa fatha. Artigatsa fatha. See, al mu'minati. Like that. Artigatsa fatha and all three of the statuses. Make sense? But the ta marbuta, its tashkil can change. Is the ta marbuta part of the root? No, it's not. It's added on. So that's very good. Thank you very much. Are the root letters now different? I mean, if I add ta marbuta, does that change the root letter? No, right? The root letters are the same. This is an addition that's added at the end of the word. This is the thing about feminine. It's the thing about pairs, that there is stuff added to the ism after the root letters, after R3. And the root letters remain the same. The pattern remains the same, whatever pattern it is that the word is following. It's the same thing for plurals as well, as we will see shortly, inshallah. Okay? Not today, inshallah, on Monday. Don't you worry. Now, let us try to make the feminine version of it. Again, we have our idea here. Ta marbuta at the end, R3 fatha. Right? Let me maybe copy that here. And let me copy that. Copy this here, okay? This is unbelievable, mashallah, that during the school day, nobody gets up on time on the weekend. Not hoping to be peacefully doing this class. Everybody's awake. Away from here, please. All right. What is this world? Go downstairs, mashallah. All right. Now, I am going to make this the one lady who makes here. What do I do for this? What is it going to be? Atta marbuta, but also fatha on the R3. Very good. So what is it going to be, people? Al-Musmi'atu. Very good. the Mansub version. You can tell me R3 and the Ta'amar Buta. That's all I need to know. Al Musmi Ata. Very nice. Al Musmi Ata. And Majroor Al Musmi Ati. Al Musmi Ati. That's awesome. MashaAllah. If I was to make one lady who makes others hear what, and this is indefinite with the tanween, I remove the al and I have musmi'a musmi'atun. With the mansoob, mashallah, musmi'a, musmi'atan, and finally, majroor, musmi'atan. Excellent. This is a interesting thing to notice. We have pointed out before, but there's no need for an alif after the ta marbuta, that is mansub musmi'atan. The reason for that, the pronunciation for it, is when you stop on this word, it becomes a ha musmi'ah. Musmi'ah. So it's no longer required for it to be, for it to have the extra alif that allows a person to read it in that way, right? So look at this. This ayah, if I was to play it for you, check it out. Did you hear that? How he read Hamiyah? There's no need for him to pronounce the alif at the end. There's no need for him to pronounce the alif at the end because, as you can see, that turns into the, or there's no need for it to have an alif at the end, sorry, because the Tambal Buta turns into a alif by itself. Okay, that is in comparison to something like. If I was to go to Surah number 110, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ, right? Look at this. The word afwajan is mansub, correct? R3 has two fathas. Okay, look at how he reads this.
ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا.
Do you notice that? أفواجا. أفواجا versus versus something like, we have this ending here, right? Tasla naran hamiya. I'll put the two references here. The pronunciation. This is just a pronunciation thing, but I we are trying to learn this to understand the Quran. So, afwaja, both are mansub. Both are mansub, right? But afwajan is wajan is mansub and it is masculine, right? So, afwajan is pronounced as afwaja. Afwaja when stopping on it, and hamiyatan is pronounced hamiya, right? Hamiya when stopping on it. Right? Does that make sense, people? These are small tidbits. I just wanted to point out to you, lest it confuses you if you're looking for it in the Quran. Okay? And that's why there's no need for an extra alif here. It turns into a ha. Hamiya. Okay, very good. Let's go to our feminine pair, right? How do you say two feminine or two women or two feminine isms, two females, right? Here we are, the pattern, mu'minatani, mu'minataini, mansub majrur are the same, alhamdulillah, the tani after r3, taini after r3 for mansub majrur, and r3 is fixed, it has a fatha. Right, R3 is fixed, it has a fatha. So mu'mina tani is going to be what? Over here, the two ladies who make here will be al. What is it going to be, people? Musmi'a. Tani, right? Al Musmi'a Tani. Again, R3 gets a fatha. And in the Mansub and Majroor version will be Al Musmi'a Taini. Al Musmi'a. Tiny. Very good. Okay. And if I was to now make it with indefinite, two ladies who make others here, what's it going to be? Musmi'a Tani and Musmi'a Taini. Is that okay? So you have musmi'atun, musmi'atan, musmi'atin, musmi'atani, musmi'ataini for mansub and for majur. That's the indefinite version. The definite version would have al on it. Alright? So now we have four properties, right? Properties of something are like things that define, like if I take a glass, right? What are our properties? I don't know. It has its volume, right? How much fluid it can hold, for example. It could have the property of its shape. What shape is it? Is it shaped like a normal glass? Is it shaped like a, glass for a milkshake or, alcohol or something? you can describe it in a couple of ways, and you can describe every glass with those things. You know, okay, it's made out of, you know, glass, not metal. It's got this much volume. It's got this shape, right? So there'll be three things about a glass, and you can say that about all glasses, right? Every glass you pick up, you can say, or a cup, you can say, well, this is made out of ceramic. It can hold maybe 16 ounces, and it's shaped like a coffee cup, right? This has got maybe 16 ounces, made out of glass, and it is like a drinking water glass, right? One word can say it all. The idea being, I can take any thing that counts as a glass and describe it in certain ways every single time, right? That's a property, okay? That's a property. Think about like maybe a car, right? Car is a more complicated example. Car has many properties. If you're buying a car, you have to tell how many doors this car has. Is it four doors? Is it two doors? As an example, you have to define what the transmission is. It is automatic. Is it manual? Right? You have to define, you know, how many seats you want, 5, 7, 8, etc. You see, like every car, you can take any car, and these properties, you can list them out for every car. That's the idea behind properties. So the same thing, the same idea you can apply to the word, to isms in Arabic. Okay? You can say, firstly, is it definite or indefinite? That's one. Okay? Then you can say number two, its status. Is it marfu', mansub, or majroor? Two. Number three, you can say, well, is it masculine or feminine? Correct? Three. And number four, what else can you say? One versus two, it's number. I'll make it like this. Number. Four properties, right? The definite, indefinite, the status, the gender, and the number. Right? You can say that about every ism. Let's do Surah Fatiha. I will, inshallah. Let's list this out here. And we're going to go back to this, inshallah, first thing on Monday, by the way. Don't you worry. Because on Monday, we left it like, or on Thursday, we left it halfway. On Monday, we'll complete the discussion. And then I was going to list this out, but I'll list it out here as well. So this would be properties. Oh. Right? I want to make this heading 2 here. So you can describe the status. Marfu', mansub, or majrur. You can call it a number, right? One air. And as we have soon to learn, plural. You can describe its gender, masculine or feminine. And then you could describe its type. It is definite or indefinite. Make sense? Let's try this with Surah Fatiha, shall we? Imagine we started with this on the first day, right? I just told you these four things are for ism. Yalla, let's try to find them. I think that'd be quite hard, right? But we spent all this time setting ourselves up by studying patterns, because now we actually have a legitimate way of describing them. R3, fatha. R3 takes kasra. R3 takes dhamma. Okay? Now we're able to kind of describe them in a more precise way. And then it's easy for us to build upon that, inshallah, and add these layers of complexity. All right. let's look at this word. Bismi. This is actually two words. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The bismi is actually two words. Can you tell me what the two words might be? Just as a guess. Two Arabic words. So, B is word number one. And then, Ismi is word number two. Okay? B is a harf. B is a harf. Let me actually do something. Let me label my harf with blue. So that we don't talk about harf right now. Okay? This is a harf. And then you have ismi like this, but it's spelled quite peculiarly, right? It's missing the hamzatul wasl. Yes? That is what happens in when you write ism. This is just a spelling rule, just totally a spelling rule. B let me copy. All right, let me put the text back here. Do you see that, people? Bismi is actually like this. I don't think I can make it bigger. All right. B, ismi is actually spelled bismi, like that. As you know, hamzatul wasl doesn't have to be pronounced when you are continuing. All right. Now, ismi is an ism, clearly. It's called ism. Right? And that's what it is in the name, right? We can describe certain things quite easily. What's the status of ismi? Its status is marfu', mansub, or majrur. What do you think, people? Its status is majrur. Amazing. Okay, I'm going to write the status as MJ, majrur. Okay. Its number is difficult for us to tell, but we can guess that name from the meaning, right? It's not a plural. It's not two names. It's what? It's one. Okay. We can get that. Alhamdulillah. Its gender by default is going to be masculine, right? You have to have ta marbuta or some other reason to make it feminine. So you can say masculine. All right. And then finally, its type. the type is a little harder here. I'm going to actually zoom in just to give myself a bit more time, but more space to write. And unfortunately, I have to redo some of this writing. But as I'm speaking, I'll explain. The type is a little complicated when you have two isms together, two words together. Okay? Do we have two words here that are together? Right? We have two words, right? Sorry, folks. All right. We can say this is majrur with quite a bit of confidence. It's masculine. Number was one. Gender is masculine. And it's type. Type is complicated for it right now because there's two words that are there. And when you have two words, you need some extra grammar to figure out the type. Okay? So we don't have that extra grammar just yet. So what we're going to do is we're going to skip type for now. Okay? Going to skip type for now, inshallah, but be assured and be at ease, we will come back to type, inshallah. All right, I keep messing up the screen. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Okay, let's try again. All right, this is better, right? Alhamdulillah, at least we have... Oh, Allah, help me. All right, now we have the whole thing on screen, alhamdulillah. Oh, yes. And I'll make my face smaller here, alhamdulillah, no problem. No, you should find it funny. It's hilarious, actually. Alhamdulillah. All right. Allahi is an ism as well. Alhamdulillah. Allahi is an ism. The name of Allah comes, we actually say ism jalala. You know what ism jalala means? Ism jalala means the name of glory. The name of glory. That's how we describe Allah's name when we are doing our study of Quran. Ismul Jalala, the name of glory. Out of respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, Ismul Jalala, Allahi, its status is Allahi is majrur, correct? Ism Jalala is majrur, correct people? Are you with me? All right. Its number most definitely is one, right? I mean, there's no doubt about that. It's gender. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have a gender, but the word Allah, ismul jalala, or lafzul jalala, is masculine, correct? And it is, it's definite because it is it's a Allah, like you say, it's a proper name. All right? You with me, people? Okay. Ar-Rahmani, tell me, status. This is an ism, status. Majrur, very good. Number. You can guess it's one, right? The most merciful. The word is, gender is masculine. And it is it definite or indefinite? How do you know it's definite? Gadiel, yay, right? Gadiel. Ar-Rahimi. Ism, yes or no? Yes, okay. Ar-Rahimi, status. Majroor. Number. One. Gender. Masculine. And type. Definite. Interesting. Do you notice how it's majroor, singular, masculine, definite, majroor, singular, masculine, definite, majroor, singular, masculine, definite? Right? Do you notice that? In the name of Allah, in the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. It's consistent, right? This is something interesting because this word is describing who Allah is, isn't it? And this word is also describing who Allah is. So for it to describe who Allah is, it must actually have the same properties as the word Allah. It's an interesting and fascinating part of Arabic that we will also study, inshallah, shortly. But I'm glad you spotted that. Okay. Alhamdu. Ism. Yes, ism. Status. Marfu'. Excellent. I'm going to make that MR, marfu', right? Because R1 is ra, right? So I'm going to use M for the meme and R1. So MR for marfu', MN for mansub, MJ for majroor. Because the first root is that. Okay. It's marfu' clearly because it's got a dhamma, right? All right. Number. You can kind of guess the number, right? Like, look, alhamdu. Praise, all praise. If you guess one, you're right. Singular, right? That's all right. Alhamdulillah. The word is masculine or feminine? Gender is masculine. Very good. Is it definite or indefinite? Definite because of the al there. Yay. Awesome. Alhamdulillah. All right, Lillahi has how many words? There's Li, two words. Awesome, mashallah. And then Allahi. Again, written in a peculiar way. This is just a spelling rule, but this is how it is. It is like this. Li plus God. Allah, he is written as see that Li plus Allahi is actually written as Lillahi. Written as Lillahi. That's just a spelling rule. Whenever we see this, we know, oh, actually, you know what? This is two words, Li and Allahi. That's just how they write it. Okay, again, Lafzul Jalala. Here, Lafzul Jalala's status is Majroor, right? It is singular. It is masculine. And it is definite. All right. Pretty straightforward in that regards. Rabbi is an ism. right? Rabbi is definitely an ism. All right. What do I do with Rabbi? Status. Majroor. Okay. It's number. One. It's gender. It's masculine. You need a reason to make it feminine, right? Like tamarbuta, or some other reason we haven't studied, but there's no reason right now for us. It's masculine. And definite, indefinite. We can't tell right now. We can't tell right now because words are connected. Okay? So let's leave that, inshallah, until a different point. But let's go to Al-Alameen. Okay? Al-Alameen. Ism. Yes, an ism. Okay. Status. We can't tell status right now. We can't tell it. We haven't studied that part yet. Okay? May Allah make it easy, Sister Shamim. Jazakallah khair. May Allah give you shifa. Shifa Allah yuqadiru saqaman. Allah mashfiha bi shifa'i. Bi shifa'ik wa dawiha bi dawa'ik ya Rabb. Oh Allah, give her shifa from your shifa and give her medicine from your medicine, ya Rabb al-Alameen. Please do catch up later. Jazakallah khair. Thank you for participating, coming out, despite you not feeling well. Ameen, ya Rabb al-Alameen. We cannot tell its status just yet because we haven't studied that part. Okay? We actually can't even tell its gender, or can't even tell its number yet because we haven't studied that. We can guess if it's masculine or feminine, but really we can't tell that just yet because we haven't studied it. But we can tell its type. The type is definite. The type is definite. All right. So some stuff here we can't tell because we don't know yet. I'm just going to put a question mark there, but we will come to it and we will do that later. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we've done already. Maliki Yawmiddin. Let's go to that. Maliki is an ism. Is it, what's the status? Status is majroor. Very good. Status is majroor. Very good. Now, what is its number? Malik, the owner, right? Owner one, right? Doesn't seem like it's two, right? Its gender would be. Masculine. Its type, I can't really tell. Just yet. We can't tell just yet. Okay? Yaumi. Yaumi. Malik means owner. Yaumi means day. Right? So Yaumi again is majroor. It's an ism. Majroor. It is singular, right? Is it masculine? Indeed, it's masculine. And it's that, and it's a type. We can't tell right now. Okay, we can't tell. Ad-Din. Ism. Majroor. Number. One. It's gender. Masculine. It's type. Definite. Right? Awesome. Alhamdulillah. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Now we get into the territory of fi'l. Okay? So what we'll do is we're going to stop at Maliki Yawm al-Din, inshallah, and we'll revisit this after studying a little bit of our plurals and a little bit of our combined words. And so two words come together. After having studied that, we'll revisit this. Okay? Inshallah. Will you start to see something now? Alhamdulillah. Now, let us conclude with a little bit. I did take a screenshot, right? Yes, alhamdulillah. All right. Conclude a little bit with something. Oh, we can clear this. I'll post the screenshot on the tutorial, on the course portal, inshallah. Okay, don't you worry. All right, now we have this, complete the table. This is, we'll do a few of these, and then we'll call it, a class. And then the rest of it will let you finish for homework. Okay, we have Mu'allimun. Mu'allimun. Can you tell me its root letters, people? Ain, Lam, and Me. R3 is the key guy here, right? R3 is our key person or key letter, not person. What is on R3? It is two dhammas, right? So the status is going to be marfu'. Correct? Status is going to be marfu'. The number. Number is 1, right? Number is 1. The gender. Nota marbuta. This is masculine. Maybe in the table I'll write the whole thing. You know, like I'll write the marfu' like this. Is that okay? Just for the sake of, you know, because you have some space to write. And then the type is does it have al? No al. Mu'allimun. It is indefinite. What does it mean? We did this before. So this would mean a teacher, right? Oh, that would be alim, Sister Michelle, right? Alim would be the... That's okay. This is, in fact, form 2. This is form 2 for Ayn Lam Mim. And form 2 of Ayn Lam Mim is to teach, and it is the actor, so it will be the teacher, right? Or a teacher. And the meaning of it would be a teacher. Okay. Al-kafiraini. Al-kafiraini. Okay. Can you perhaps guess for me the root letters here? Or not guess, you can... Tell me the root letters. Ka, fa, and ra. Very good. Excellent. Ka, fa, and ra. Its status, raini. Excellent. Majroor. But keep in mind, if I go to class notes, and if I look at, for example, this, both the mansub and majrur have the same form, right? So we will say, this is actually mansub or majrur. Do you see why that's the case? Because that's how pairs are, the pair, the observation we have about them is that mansub and majrur are the same. We will be able to tell them apart once we know more grammar. But right now, they look the same. Number. Two. Very good. Is gender. For it to be feminine, it's not ani or aini. That'll be tani or taini. Right? The ta has to be there. Right? No ta marbuta or ta. So this is actually masculine. And is it definite or indefinite? It is definite. Alhamdulillah. Its meaning, this is actually on the pattern of alim, like alim, the actor from the family one. Kafara means to disbelieve. Yakfuru, he disbelieves. Ukfur, you disbelieve. Al-kufru, disbelief. Al-kafir, the disbeliever. Al-makfur is not really used. Family one. This is then the two disbelievers. Correct translation. Jazakumullahu khair. The two disbelievers. Let's look at one last word, shall we? Salihatan. Okay? Salihatan. Quickly, if you can tell me the root letters. Sad. Lam. Ha. Correct? Ha is R3. R3 has a fatha. So this must be mansub, right? Because R3 has a fatha. Is it mansub because R3 has a fatha? It's mansub, yeah. It's mansub because the Tamar Bulta has two fathas, right? Arti here is fixed, correct? Yes or no? It's number. Salihatan. Number is? One, it's gender. Feminine, because of the Tamar Buta. And it is definite, indefinite. Indefinite. Indefinite, yes. There's no al, right? And there's three. Salihatan is from the word salaha. He was righteous. Yasluhu wa yaslahu. He is righteous. Islah, the righteous. Be righteous. As-sulh, righteousness. Or salah, righteousness. As-salih, the righteous. Al-masluh is not used. Family one actor. But for now, for the feminine, salihatan would be a righteous lady. Perfect. MashaAllah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Thank you for participating, inshallah. The rest of this table is homework to the best of your ability. If you are able to do all of it, that's awesome. If you're able to do even one or two lines, that's awesome as well. But please attempt it on your own, because this would really solidify the concepts before Monday's class. I hope that you are able to come on Monday, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Thank you very much again for coming out. I'll see you all on Monday. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Keep in mind the time will change for us here, subhanAllah. And I will post the link to verify your time locally, inshallah. Okay? All right. Take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.